Hey there, Tailgate Nation. I want to talk to you about a great website that's going to take care of all your men's fashion accessory needs. It's called the Tie Bar. The Tie Bar is the leader in men's fashion accessories. It's loved by GQ and celebrities alike, and the Tie Bar delivers high-quality products at unbeatable prices. So whether you need ties or bow ties for your work or for play, or just going out with that special someone, the Tie Bar has you covered. Pick up accessories in the color of your favorite college or team, and be sure to check out Dwayne Wade's curated section as well. If there happens to be a wedding in your future, this is your spot too. And you know the Tie Bar isn't limited to ties either. Be sure to check out the great selection of socks, belts, pocket squares, scarves, and more. The best part is most of their products are below $20. That's right, $20. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to the consumer, that's you, the Tie Bar is able to keep quality high and prices low. You no longer have to pay $50, $80, $100 for a quality tie. Your tie shouldn't have to cost as much as your shirt. Visit thetiebar.com/tailgate and use the promo code TAILGATE50 by the end of February for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. The Tie Bar. Wear you good tie every day.
From coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the beer on lights, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some, cause everybody wants some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and we've got a great show for you this week. And this is, for those of you that are into motorsports, this is Super Bowl week. This is the Daytona 500. And we're going to actually have an excerpt from one of our new show affiliates, TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy. We're going to have a little snippet of her interview with PRN's Doug Rice, and he's going to talk to us about what's going on in the world of NASCAR. And I'm not going to give you the whole interview, but I'm going to give you a little snippet. And speaking of TrackSmack, that show, TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy, is now live and available, and you can check that out at TrackSmackRadio.com. And we'll be having a lot more information about TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy, and we'll probably have Dawn Murphy back in the studio from time to time to talk to us about what's going on in the world of motorsports, specifically in the IndyCar series and NASCAR. So keep your eyes open, your ears open for that, and it's a great show. You're going to enjoy all of the guests. She's got some of the biggest names in NASCAR on her show every week, and we're just really excited for her. The 13th season of TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy, and you can listen to it right here on all the places where you do your downloads, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, over at Podomatic, or over at her website, TrackSmackRadio.com. So speaking of... speaking of all the great things going on, I want to talk to you a little bit more about our new show that's going to be starting in just a few weeks. It's called Tailgate Training Camp, and it's going to be coming every Tuesday at you, full blown. And it is a great show because it's going to feature one specific product, perfect for tailgating, that you're going to want to get your hands on. And we are currently vetting. I mean, I feel a little bit like the Shark Tank guys. I get to look at some of the best products out there as it pertains to outdoor cooking, grilling, tailgating, and the best ones, the ones that we deem worthy, the ones that show the most potential, we invite them to come on the show to talk about their product. And once they talk about their product, they're going to give you an opportunity to reach out and purchase that product. And, you know, we call it Tailgate Training Camp for a reason. You know, the players, no matter what sport you're playing, what do they have? They have training camp. You know, baseball training camp is about to get started. Football training camp gets going on in about the middle of July. But the thing about tailgating is that tailgating never stops. So you need to always be prepared. So we're going to have a continuous audio smackdown of tailgate training camp every week. And we're even going to have some shirts over at our Shirtsicle site. Did you see how I did that plug there? Where you can get your tailgate training camp shirt. So no matter where you are, college, high school, NFL, Canadian Football League, Indoor League, if you want to participate in tailgate training camp, all you got to do is download the show each week, and you'll be able to do that at all of the usual places that I just mentioned earlier. So we are super excited about that, and we'll be launching that show. And you won't have to do a doggone thing, because if you are listening to Tailgate Radio and you've downloaded that and you have a subscription, Tailgate Training Camp is going to come right to you through that subscription. So you don't have to do anything differently. You don't have to create any new links or anything like that. You're just going to go to where you listen, whether it's on your smartphone, whether it's on your computer. It's going to be there for you, you know, like a warm hug in the middle of the night. So we're super excited about that, folks. Again, we've got a great show for you, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to go and listen to a little bit of an interview that Don Murphy had with Doug Rice from Performance Racing Network. So we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio. Man, it's a big week. NASCAR's kicking off, and they start their season off with the biggest race of the year. And we're going to have an exclusive interview from Daytona with Don Murphy and Doug Rice. We'll be back. More Tailgate Radio right after this. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. I want to talk to you about a great website that's going to take care of all your men's fashion accessory needs. It's called the Tie Bar. The Tie Bar is the leader in men's fashion accessories. It's loved by GQ and celebrities alike, and the Tie Bar delivers high-quality products at unbeatable prices. So whether you need ties or bow ties for your work or for play, or just going out with that special someone, the Tie Bar has you covered. Pick up accessories in the color of your favorite college or team, and be sure to check out Dwayne Wade's curated section as well. If there happens to be a wedding in your future, this is your spot too. And you know, the Tie Bar isn't limited to ties either. Be sure to check out the great selection of socks, belts, pocket squares, scarves, and more. The best part is most of their products are below $20. That's right, $20. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to the consumer, that's you, the Tie Bar is able to keep quality high and prices low. You no longer have to pay $50, $80, $100 for a quality tie. Your tie shouldn't have to cost as much as your shirt. Visit thetiebar.com/tailgate and use the promo code TAILGATE50 by the end of February for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. The Tie Bar. Wear you good tie every day. All right, folks, welcome back to Tailgate Radio. And as you know, the Daytona 500 is coming up this week. And I can't think of anybody better to ask the questions that need to be asked associated with NASCAR and the Daytona 500 this week. So we're going to go over to an interview that was conducted earlier today with Doug Rice and Don Murphy with TraxMac with Don Murphy. Take a listen.
Fire it up and get ready to go. Back to Track Smack with Don Murphy.
Well, joining us right now on the line, live from Daytona, Florida, is not only my mentor and great friend at the track and off the track, but a longtime friend of the show, Doug Rice from the Performance Racing Network. How you doing, Doug?
Don, I'm doing great down here in Florida, waiting to to get down to business for the Daytona 500.
And, you know, I don't even know where we should start. Should we start with the Daytona 500, or should we start with some off-season stories real quick? We've got so much to catch up on.
Let's go off-season.
Okay. where do you want to start? Kurt Busch?
You know, I really feel like in all of this, Kurt's been sort of victimized. I really do. This whole episode with the ninja girlfriend and all of that has just been bizarre. And I was kind of hoping that it would all be over. And now it seems like it's extended for a little while longer, which is a shame because I have my own feelings about it. I think Kurt's kind of been taking advantage of in this deal. I'm sure other people feel totally different, but that's how I feel.
Well, I kind of have the same feeling, and it just seems like the story just got stranger and stranger. The more details came out, and it got to a point where, I guess as a fan, you almost just go away. I don't understand what's coming out of it. If they're broke up, then, you know, what? I guess people trying to extend their 15 minutes in the NASCAR world, I'm not sure, but I just want it to go away.
Well, she is pretty self-aggrandizing, so I think anything she can do to keep the story alive, she likes. That's my take on it. I'm not saying I'm the end-all, be-all, but that's how I feel.
Well, and I guess the other big story to come out, of course, would have been the Jeff Gordon retirement. And, of course, Jeff Gordon landing on the pole here at Daytona. So, once again, what did we say? This is the third year in a row of the kind of fairy tale story, you know, at Daytona. And I know the conspiracy theorists love those kind of things. But, you know, what do you think about Jeff Gordon landing the pole?
Well, you know, Don, it would be fairly easy to fix under traditional qualifying, if you wanted to, if NASCAR did that kind of thing. I honestly don't think they do. But and that group qualifying, the thing was so messed up, nobody knew what was going on. Jeff was in the right place at the right time, got a hot lap, won the pole. Good for him. Nice story. You know, maybe he wins the race. I'm happy for Jeff Gordon because he's getting out of this while he's getting out of the game while he still has game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something a lot of athletes don't do.
No, you're exactly right. And I know a lot of people then are looking to him. I think it puts a little added pressure on people when you know that the time's winding down and you know, folks are thinking, well, now you've got all this extra motivation to try and to go after this championship. Not that I think Jeff Gordon puts extra, you know, pressure on himself at this point in his career. But, you know, a lot of people are just focusing on Jeff. And I'm looking at some other people, of course. I mean, Tony Stewart has a lot coming out to prove this year after the, you know, year that he had last year and after these surgeries. But I also look at one of your favorite people that you like to talk about, and that's Danica Patrick. Because in my opinion, I think this is going to be kind of a, you know, a make or break year for her. If something doesn't, and I think she's improved. I'm just saying, you know, as far as improvement overall.
Because she wrecked in practice today, so she's had to go to a backup car already.
And you can hear the rest of that great interview with Doug Rice over at TrackSmackRadio.com. That's TrackSmackRadio.com. You do not want to miss, especially if you love motorsports, you don't want to miss her weekly show. That's TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy.
Track Smack.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boil and spice, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud Spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. You oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy on the outside.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largo in Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today, with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at OutdoorCookingChannel.com. outdoorcooking.com or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com. Hey, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you want to be the life of the party, there's only one thing you need that's going to set you apart from everybody else at your next tailgate party or get-together. And that is beer hats. You want to go to beerhats.com and check out these awesome hats. If you've got a favorite beer brand, there's a good chance that they've got them already in stock. And if you're a craft beer owner, you can actually have the folks at beerhats.com make you these great hats. A radio ad just doesn't do them justice. Go over to beerhats.com. Place your order, and you're going to find that you're going to be the life of the party at any and every tailgate party. Beerhats.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, folks. And, you know, this is the last season. I don't know if you're a big television fan. I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I do, it's when I find something I like, it's must-see TV. And for the last, I think, seven seasons, my one of my must-see TV shows has been Parks and Recreation on NBC. And we were really lucky earlier this year to have on our show as a guest Mr. Jonathan Joss. He's not only plays the part of Ken Hitote, the chief of the Wamapoke tribe that runs the casino in Pawnee, Indiana, but also the voice of John Redcorn from King of the Hill and all those years on Fox on that great animated series. And so we wanted to send Parks and Rec off. They're going off the air in a week and a half, I think. And we want to send them off with a special tribute and a revisiting our special interview with Jonathan Joss. And let's take a listen.
And I'm very privileged this week to have on a very special guest. You may know his voice from King of the Hill's John Redcorn. He's also currently on NBC's Parks and Recreation. He is a Renaissance man, a musician. And what we're going to talk about mostly today is his love of grilling. And without any further ado, let me introduce Mr. Jonathan Joss to Tailgate Training Camp. Jonathan.
Good morning, man. Good morning. That's right, man. I've got Redcorn's Rub All, man. You know, if you enjoy grilling as much as I enjoy grilling, you want to get the meat brother. You, king of your grill.
Now, how in the world, and for those of you who don't know, can you give us a little background about how you've been involved in so many different things? Just give us a little background on your history.
You know what? I'm not good at any one thing. You know, so I have to do an array of things, so that kind of keeps me kind of busy. Real simple in a nutshell, I grew up in a small Mexican restaurant in San Antonio, Texas. My parents had a restaurant for over 40 years, and it really opened me up to all different types of activities. And being from Texas, man, I've got such a love for cooking. Anything that kind of brings a family together. You know, it's family. San Antonio is a family-oriented city that everything you kind of do, you do around the nucleus of your family. So being a part of a cartoon which brings people together, which I'm so privileged to be John Redcorn for so many years, and now being able to bring people to the dinner table is something that's really dear to my heart. And,
now, you were on King of the Hill for 11 seasons, is that correct?
Almost 12 seasons, yeah, man. I think I did close to like 40 episodes. So it was a really, really good run. And for me, man, I still think it's one of the better native characters, you know, on television. Just because he was able to do so many things. One being, you know, in a not so good relationship to forming a not so good band, to becoming a not so good father. I mean, it's so representational of what people are. You know, we all try to do our best. Sometimes our best isn't good enough. But, you know, number one, I have to give, you know, such big thanks to Greg Daniels and Mike Judge, who, you know, producers, creators of King of the Hill. They really allow the character to kind of break out of that mold, like you said, give that character an arc, make him a real person, make him, you know, his downfalls in life. But no, man, I got really lucky. I mean, when you work with a production company that really care about their characters, you know, King of the Hill was a show that I know that Kathy and I, Jimmy, once said on The Tonight Show is that it was one of the few shows on television where everybody was cool. You know, there wasn't one bad character. They all had flaws, but just because you have flaws doesn't make you
Right, right. Well, so let's talk about your love for grilling. You mentioned that you grew up in a restaurant. So in the development of some of your products and we'll talk about where they can get those in just a minute, but are some of those tastes and some of those spices and you know the Cobb sprinkle and are those representative of your family's tradition and taste that you grew up with?
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. You know, San Antonio, our food in San Antonio is much different than Austin. It's much different than Dallas. I mean, you go 30 miles away from San Antonio, from the Alamo, and food's going to be different. Again, food just stirs up all those wonderful young memories of being up with my mom and my dad, you know, at the restaurant and stuff, and being able to bring that taste to the table. I've been privileged. I've been lucky enough to go all over the world. When I tell people, number one, that I'm Indian, and number two, I'm from Texas, there's so many misnomers about being from Texas and being Native, you know. And one of the things that people ask me, you know, do you have your horse back, you know, do you have a truck, do you have your gun, you know. All I can do is tell people that being from Texas is, you know, is the flavor. Not just taste-wise, but just the essence of Texas. It's a flavor that stays in your mouth. It's a flavor that I enjoy sharing with my friends. So being able to take a spike, being able to take a grill rub that's made here in San Antonio by a great company, born and raised here in San Antonio, I'm able to tell people, you know, through taste buds, what it's like to be a Texan. You know, give me a recipe, I'll do a Texas two-step on it, and we'll improve it.
Everything about these has your signature all over. This isn't just something you attached your name to. You are actually involved in the tasting, the testing, the packaging. I mean, this is something that you have really embraced and really, you know, this has become something that is synonymous with you.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, and being able to work with such a great company here in San Antonio that gives me the privilege and that shares their master craft with me and help me develop, you know, the taste of San Antonio, the taste of Texas, and also the taste of, you know, of John Redcorn and this whole idea of making things cultural and fun and you kind of unite things. You know, because I very seldom do I see people fighting over a dinner table. Because, you know, acting work is so hard, man. You get turned down every day. But to be able to be attached to a product that's always constant, that's always good, that's always giving, for an actor, man, you know, it's a blessing.
Tailgate Training Camp.
You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largo on Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at outdoorcookingchannel.com. Or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com. Did you have any difficulty, or was there any hesitation, you know, having the ability to use the name Redcorn and King of the Grill from the producers of the show? And how was that process?
You know what? I like calling it my Columbus approach, which basically means I discovered it. Therefore, I have leeway. No, I'm kidding. You know what? I have worked really closely with, you know, with the people on my team to make it not John Redcorn, not make it King of the Hill. So we're walking that fine line. It's the branding of Redcorn, two separate words. So we're walking that fine line, you know. You see it a lot in life. You see it, you know, at different, you know, at your marketplace where you almost get that name brand item.
Right.
But it's just close enough. So, you know, Redcorn's Rub All, King of the Grill, you know, yeah. I, you know,
Those are public domain words, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what they say. That's what they say. As long as it's, you know, it's red and it's corn, you should not have a problem. But I look at it this way, man. If I'm stepping on any toes, that kind of means that I'm doing the right thing.
Now, tell us about some of your product lines. Tailgating has really become almost like what you talked about earlier, where people sit down as a family and spend time together and have that ability to just have that fellowship, I guess, with each other. And it's very much the same thing in the parking lot with coworkers, with family, with folks you went to college with or school with.
There you go, man. You know what? I take a real old-fashioned native approach to things. Simplicity. When you're packing up that car, when you're getting ready to go out and pack that truck up and getting ready to do your tailgate, you want to make it simple. And the Red Corn's King of the Grill Rub All and Red Corn's Wild Game Rub All keeps it simple. You got one simple spice for your meats. You got one simple spice that you can add to condiments. My Rub All, which I love using on red meats and burgers, I use it as a rub. I use it as an ingredient that you add directly into, say, your hamburger meat. You can add my Rub All into like a little bit of mayonnaise with a touch of ketchup and make this great, great, awesome sauce. You can take my Wild Game rub, and I call it Wild Game, but you know what? I've seen some chicken and I've seen some shrimp that are pretty wild. So I kind of put that on my seafood as well, and I also use it on my vegetables as well. It's a simple one-step process to give your tailgate that one, two-step punch and bring yourself to the table and be able to call yourself King of Your Grill.
Where in the world can we pick this stuff up? Where can we order your products?
You know, one thing I love about social media is, again, is keeping it simple. I like meeting the people that buy my products. Best way to get a hold of it is hit me up on Facebook, Jonathan Joss. Friend me on Facebook. We'll become friends, and I'll introduce you to Red Corn's King of the Grill and to Red Corn's Rub All Wild Game.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. We've got Jonathan Joss here, the voice of John Redcorn, and so many other things. You know, people don't realize you've been in the theatrical world for two decades. Is that fair to say?
You know, yes, man. I mean, it's been a heck of a fun ride, man, to be able to be a kid from San Antonio and make all your dreams come true. You know, grew up in San Antonio again, you know, Gillette Elementary, Kingsboro, McCollum High School, Our Lady of the Lake University. It's just, if I can do it, anybody can do it, man. You just got to keep that dream alive. And like you said, it's such a small industry. It's such a small world, man, that it's interesting how things kind of come full circle, you know.
And Jonathan, I want to thank you for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week. I look forward to catching up with you down the road. And folks, if you get a chance, log on to Facebook, go to his page, Jonathan Joss, and talk to him directly and order Red Corn's Rub All. It is fantastic on fish, pork, chicken, on Cobb salad, on just about anything. And we look forward to seeing you again later in the season, Jonathan, and we appreciate you coming in this week on Tailgate Radio. All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's Tailgate Radio. Want to thank Doug Rice and that clip from the brand-new show Track Smack with Don Murphy. You want to check that out over at TrackSmackRadio.com. Also, a special goodbye to our good friend Jonathan Joss and the shows over at NBC. They actually heard some tragic news today that their executive producer of that show passed away at the age of 30, if you can believe that. But great to have Jonathan Joss come in and talk about his career as he wraps up that arc with Parks and Recreation over on NBC. Make sure to check that out. It's on Tuesday nights on NBC. I think they wrap up here next Tuesday, and it's going to be a great wrap. It's a great show. A great ensemble cast, and, you know, it's a little departure from tailgating, but you heard all the great things that
Jonathan Joss does with his products, and you can reach him directly on his Facebook page, like he was saying, over at Jonathan Joss. That's J-O-S-S. And, man, I don't know a lot of different – I don't know a lot of products where you can – especially celebrity-based products where you can actually reach out to the guy that, you know, is the star, is the celebrity, and purchase from him directly. So that's a great and unique opportunity, and I can tell you his rubs are awesome. Had them on, spent the last big holiday, which would have been what? I guess that was New Year's Day. Yeah, I cooked New Year's Day with Red Corn's Rub All, and had some steaks, and actually did some brats and did some sprinkle there. So it's an awesome product, and you can get it directly from Jonathan Joss. Speaking of awesome products, we want to thank our sponsors. This week, the folks over at The Tie Bar. Make sure you go over and check them out at thetiebar.com, and they have some great men's fashion accessories over there that are waiting just for you. And you've got that promo code. Go over to thetiebar.com/tailgate. Use the promo code tailgate50 and get that discount. And we really appreciate The Tie Bar sponsoring the show this week. Also, our great friends over at Amazon, folks at Spud Spikes, the folks at Beer Hats, the folks over at Shirtsicle that create all of our merchandise. We want to thank you for everything that you guys do for us as well. We really do appreciate that. And as our numbers continue to grow, and now that we have our sister program up and running over at TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy, you're going to be able to get some great racing content every week from really knowledgeable people and some of the biggest names in NASCAR. So don't forget to go over to TrackSmack Radio, like I mentioned earlier. Also want to let you know, you can find us on all kinds of social media. You go over to our Twitter page, and that's the best place to give us some feedback, let us know what you think of the show. And that's at Tailgate Radio. Doesn't get any easier than that. You can also find us on Facebook at Tailgate Radio. And, of course, always over at our website at www.tailgateradio.com. Doesn't get any easier than that. So for everybody here at the mothership here in Parts Unknown, I want to thank Bill, Jen, Nick Cade, Michael, Callie, Trixie. We've got a big crew here that we want to take care of, and they all help make Tailgate Radio a great show and one that continues to grow every week. And we want to thank you for that continued growth. And we've got some exciting things coming up in the month of March with Tailgate Training Camp. And we've got I can't let the cat out of the bag now, but we've got some great big name guests coming on Tailgate Radio in the very near future, as well as some celebrity chefs, some parking lot pros that are going to be talking about what they do in the off season while they get ready for their next big tailgating outing, and a whole lot more. So for everybody here, I want to thank you once again. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. I want to talk to you about a great website that's going to take care of all your men's fashion accessory needs. It's called The Tie Bar. The Tie Bar is the leader in men's fashion accessories. It's loved by GQ and celebrities alike, and The Tie Bar delivers high-quality products at unbeatable prices. So whether you need ties or bow ties for your work or for play, or just going out with that special someone, The Tie Bar has you covered. Pick up accessories in the color of your favorite college or team, and be sure to check out Dwayne Wade's curated section as well. If there happens to be a wedding in your future, this is your spot too. And you know, The Tie Bar isn't limited to ties either. Be sure to check out the great selection of socks, belts, pocket squares, scarves, and more. The best part is most of their products are below $20. That's right, $20. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to the consumer, that's you, The Tie Bar is able to keep quality high and prices low. You no longer have to pay $50, $80, $100 for a quality tie. Your tie shouldn't have to cost as much as your shirt. Visit thetiebar.com/tailgate and use the promo code tailgate50 by the end of February for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. The Tie Bar. Wear you good tie every day.